comfortable, my darling?
I am. This excursion was such a lovely surprise.
I'm so glad you're enjoying this. The water's so lovely this time of day.
It truly is. And what perfect weather. There isn't a cloud in the sky. You couldn't have picked a better day to row along the river.
Oh, yes. It's as if God himself is smiling down on us.
You think?
Well, we are quite an attractive couple, wouldn't you say?
Stop teasing, Henri.
Okay, fine, my sweet. Ah, this really is lovely. Being alone with you, here, away from everyone. There's nowhere I'd rather be right now.
I could float along the river's current all day.
Well, as much as I'd love to do that too, I did bring you here for a specific purpose.
Oh? Why, Henri, you are full of surprises today.
Well, yes. Yvette.
Why, Henri, is that?
Yvette, I love you immensely and can't imagine living the rest of my life without you.
Oh, Henri, what a beautiful ring.
Yvette, would you make me the happiest man in all of Paris, heck, in all the world, by agreeing to be my wife?
Oh, my love, I... What was that?
Something just bumped into the boat.
Was it a fish?
What? No, there are no fish that big in the Seine.
Is it a shark?
There aren't any sharks in this river, Yvette.
Are you sure?
Yes, I'm sure. Just help me find out what hit us. Where is it?
There.
Where? Don't just say there. Point me in the right direction.
Don't snap at me. There, to your left, just a few inches below the water's surface.
Oh, I see it. It looks like some package of some sort. Help me pull it out.
Are you sure that's a good idea?
I just want to see what... Here, give me that oar.
Maybe you should just leave it alone.
Maybe you should just help me, or stay out of my way, please.
Here we go again.
Don't start.
Look, you can never just leave things alone, can you? You always have to be the hero. Always have to stick your nose in where it doesn't belong.
Just like you're always criticizing my
that's
every move.
Not true, and you know it.
Oh my God, woman, just let me be.
I'm just saying there's no need for you to... Oh. Oh my God. In the water.
What is that? Is that a hand?
It is.
Jesus, it's a girl. She can't be any older than 19. Look at the black marks around her neck. Her head's been nearly torn off.
Help! Police! Murder!
My God, who could have done such a thing?
It's time. You're listening to the National Edgar Allan Poe Theater on the Air. Sponsored in part by Baltimore's own Raven Beer, this ongoing series brings to your ears the best-known works from America's revered grandfather of horror and suspense. From his favorite seat in the seedy Café Corbeau, Auguste Dupin's biographer Zach Yeager recounts the tales of murder and mystery that cemented Poe's reputation as one of the originators of the modern detective story. Today, the National Edgar Allan Poe Theater on the Air takes on Poe's story of the disappearance and untimely death of a young woman, the mystery of Marie Roget. And now, recorded live from the Poe Room of the Enoch Pratt Free Library, the National Edgar Allan Poe Theater on the Air brings you the mystery of Marie Roget. For the barflies and shadowy figures that prowl Paris by night, it's never too early nor too late for a drink, and the best place to do that may be just down the street.
Claudette, another round, please?
Yeah, thank you, my pair. Yeah, let's stick with whiskey. It's going to be that kind of night.
Well, Dupin had just solved the mystery surrounding the tragic deaths at the Rue Morgue, and we were heading home. I'd hoped that with the business of the orangutan over and done with, we could go back to our late nights of carefree drinking. Or maybe take a trip to Borneo. But while we were walking home, it appeared that my roommate's skills would be needed once more. Dupin, when we get home, I'm going to lock up the straight razors so you don't break loose from your chain one day and terrorize the streets with them.
What a curious thing to say. Why in heaven's name would I do something like that?
Because I'm saying you're acting like the orang... You know what? Never mind.
Wait. What's going on over there? What's that crowd doing?
Why are they all looking out at the river? Oh, this could be quite interesting. Let's run.
Wait, Dupin, for goodness sake, man, don't you ever let up?
Through, step back. This is a crime scene. Everyone, step back. So you two found the body?
Yes, officer. We were rowing along the river when...
The body bumped into our boat. Henri wanted to get a closer look, and that's when we saw it.
Right. Ugh, what a mess.
Prefect Laurent! Excuse me, pardon me.
Oh, no.
Prefect Laurent!
Auguste Dupin, you beat me to the crime scene. Zach?
Hello, Henri.
We heard the commotion and decided to see what all the fuss was about. It's clear you need my help once again.
Oh, please, Dupin.
No need to plead, Prefect. I'm happy to do it. You're just lucky we were nearby.
Seriously, Dupin, we've got this covered. Shut up!
You've attracted a sizable crowd.
How do they always gather so quickly?
And quite the scene at a thoroughfare. You've got the body of a young girl who, from the looks of it, was quite attractive in life.
Sure,
and
but...
based on her clothing, she was no neglected street urchin.
Yes, we know.
And judging from the black marks around her neck, this was clearly no accident or suicide. She was strangled.
Okay, but
also,
that's...
Also, that's a nice brooch she has. Curious that no one took it. This was no ordinary mugging.
Okay, that
and
is quite...
And she'd been in the water long enough for the fish to peck at her eyes, but not long enough to have fully decomposed.
Oh my god, Pan.
That is quite enough.
Is it? Well, very well. Oh, hello, miss.
Huh? Hi.
That's a lovely ring you have.
Oh, thank you.
You almost can't tell it's not a real diamond.
Wait, what?
Oh, no. Oh, holy hell.
He's mistaken.
You got me a fake diamond ring.
Sweetie, who are you going to believe?
Yes or no, Henri?
It was the most expensive ring I could afford.
So you did. This is so typical of you, Henri. I really should have known.
Yvette, wait. Come back. I can exchange it. Thanks a lot.
You're very welcome.
Always with the Midas touch, huh, Dupin?
I said it was a lovely ring.
Ahem.
Yes? Oh, right. The prefect needs our help.
Look, you may have helped with that matter from the Rue Morgue, but we're handling this case. You need to remember you're not the police.
Well, thank heavens for that.
Hey.
He's joking. He's joking. Sorry, Honore, we'll let you get to
it. Please do. This is an active crime scene, so if you know what's best for you...
We're leaving. Right, Dupin? We're leaving?
If you insist, my good fellow. Though I'm sure the prefect will be requiring our services in short order.
Don't count on it, Dupin. Move it.
We're going!
All right, folks, that includes you too. Move along or I'll have you all arrested.
Yeah, he really does like to make things difficult. It's part of his charm, I suppose. When we returned home, I'd hoped that Dupin would forget the whole thing and go back to his old habits of late-night drinking with me. But as the days went by, he became more obsessed with the case of the young woman found in the Seine, collecting as many newspaper articles as he could find. And Dupin wasn't the only one obsessed with this mystery. The victim's youth and beauty, as well as the brutality of her death, stirred the imaginations of most of the city's residents, which meant that the papers were just as determined to follow the story as my roommate was. I'm sure you remember the case. Anyway, after the discovery of her corpse, the poor young woman was later revealed to be...
Marie Roget, who had been identified by one Francis Beauvais in part by a brooch found on her person that he had given to her. Oh, yes, I remember the brooch. She had worked at a perfumery at the Palais Royal basement. She'd been last seen at a roadside tavern not far from the bank of the river, opposite the Barrière de Roule on Sunday, and had not been seen since she was found floating in the Seine 4 days later. Oh, this is interesting.
Oh yeah, what's that?
Seems the typesetter forgot to fix a spelling error in the word perfumery. They forgot the first R.
Oh, look, Dupin.
And have you read? The prefect has upped the reward for any information leading to the conviction of the young woman's assassin or assassins to 20,000 francs. It was just 1,000 francs after the body was found.
Please, Dupin, I haven't even had my coffee yet.
Well, it's in the kitchen.
Oh, you made some?
No, it's just in the kitchen.
Oh.
Good lord, the prefect is making a mess of things.
Leave it, Dupin. It's not our problem.
Oh, come now, Zach. Where's your sense of fun?
I didn't tell my friend that there was nothing fun about contemplating the brutal murder of a young woman. I'd been called jaded, but I'm not so cynical that I'd describe such a thing as fun. Not that I wasn't intrigued, mind you. Okay, yes. I also didn't tell him this case was piquing my interest. And maybe it was the news reporter in me, but the story was intriguing. Or maybe now that the Rue Morgue murders were well behind us, I was ready to take on another case. Whatever the reason, I wanted to get to the bottom of this mystery as well. But of course, I hid this from Dupin. Dupin, if you're not gonna wash the dishes, then could you at least leave them to soak in water? The food's all crusted all over them. It's gonna take a chisel to get this off. Now, who could this be?
Could you get that, my good fellow? If I'm not mistaken, that would be the prefect coming to ask for our help.
Fine.
Good morning, Zach.
Why, hello, Honoré.
Sorry to appear unannounced at such an early hour. Is he in?
Please come in, Prefect. We were expecting you.
Good morning, Dupin.
Morning, Prefect. How's the investigation going? It's been quite a while since her body was found.
We're making progress.
Are you now?
We've established some leads.
Leads? Oh, that's great. I hear you've even offered a reward.
Yes, well...
So what brings you to our humble quarters? Especially since you're so busy hunting down that young woman's killer and rounding up all those... leads.
That is precisely why I came to see you.
Is it now?
Didn't you say you had this covered?
I did.
And correct me if I'm wrong, Zach, but... Didn't I predict that the prefect would be requiring our services in no time?
Japan.
Okay, I admit, we're facing some challenges with the case.
Challenges, you say?
Fine, the trails run cold.
Mm.
And it's getting colder with each passing day. Plus, the newspapers won't stop reporting on it, and the mayor's demanding results, and I don't know what to tell him barring we fabricate a killer.
Oh, don't do that. So, what would you like from me?
What do you want me to say? I need your help. What will it take? You want money?
I don't want your money.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Let's not be so hasty, Dupin.
What then?
Access.
What?
I want access. I want access to witness statements. I want to read the coroner's report. I want to be able to re-interview witnesses. In short, I want the full cooperation of the Parisian police.
What? Absolutely not.
Fine. Good luck with the case. I'm sure you'll solve it one of these days. Tell me, Prefect, how much has the reward gone up to now?
Fine, let's make a deal.
A wise move, Prefect. One you won't regret.
I already regret it.
While Dupin and Honoré hammered out the terms of their deal, I arranged to meet with a regular source of mine from within the Paris police force. I needed to get out of the apartment and get some fresh air. Plus, I figured I'd gather up information that neither Honoré nor any of the other newspapers would be able to provide. I'd given the police enough cover for now. Hey, Marcus.
Hey, Zach. Where's your weird friend? I always assumed he was the real brains behind your operation.
Very funny, but no, I didn't want him knowing you're one of my sources. He literally cannot keep a secret.
Well, then I appreciate not meeting him.
So, Marcus, what do you know?
I know orangutans make horrible pets.
That's yesterday's news. I'm all about the here and now.
I know I'm a few francs short of having a few beers tonight.
I'm sorry to hear that. Maybe I can offer a little bit of assistance there.
Well, this'll go a long way. I appreciate it, Zach.
Happy to be of service. Now then, what have you heard about the Marie Roget case?
You looking to write a story?
I'm looking to solve the case.
Oh, that's cocky.
Well, you never met my weird friend.
Fair.
So, what did the medical examiner say?
She found bruises and impressions of fingers around the throat and no foam around the mouth, so she was choked, not drowned. Her bonnet was tied under her chin with a slip knot. Ligature marks were found around the wrists.
So her wrists were tied, huh?
Yep. She couldn't find any cuts or bruises, so we don't think she was beaten, and although this is some cold comfort, the young woman had been subjected to brutal violence, but the medical examiner believes that the victim's virtue remained unsullied.
That is some cold comfort. Do the police have any suspects?
You know, I got enough beer money for tonight, but what if I fancy a nice piece of beef to go with my drink?
Fine.
This'll do just fine. Thanks, Zach.
You bet. So, suspects?
Several. Her fiancé, a Monsieur Jacques Lestache, fell under suspicion after he failed to give us a straight answer as to where he was on the Sunday Marie was last seen.
Wait, I thought Francis Beauvais identified her body.
He did.
Was he her brother or blood relative or something?
Not that I know of.
Well, then why is her fiancé okay with her wearing ornate jewelry that other men are giving her?
Good question, but not my department. Lestache eventually came up with sufficient alibis for the time between the Sunday Mademoiselle was last seen and the Thursday in which her body was found. Her employer at the perfumery, Monsieur LeBlanc, was also brought in for questioning after he failed to report her missing.
Okay, that is suspicious.
It is, but he also had an explanation for that.
Which was?
Don't know.
You're bleeding me dry here, Marcus.
No, really, I wasn't on the team questioning him. I genuinely don't know. A bunch of roughnecks milling around the roadside inn where she was last seen were also arrested, but we've had to let them all go, not enough evidence. None of them would rat on each other, not even for a hefty reward.
What's Beauvais' alibi?
No one can find him.
Wait, what?
We've checked in where he lives and works. His boss says he hasn't come in since the day he identified the body. We've had an officer stationed near his apartment, but he's never come home. Best guess is he's left town and won't be coming back anytime soon.
Interesting. Well, thanks, Marcus. I really appreciate it.
Anytime, old buddy.
And let me know if you hear anything else.
Will do. See you later, Zach.
And after all that, when I reconnected with Dupin outside the prefect's office and conveyed all this information and all these details to him, what did he have to say?
So her bonnet was tied with a slipknot.
Yeah. That's a real fascinating detail there. What did the prefect offer you? Enough money to pay for this month's rent?
Oh, nowhere near that much.
Oh. You get a copy of the autopsy, right?
Decidedly? No.
Witness testimonies?
Not a one.
A list of witnesses and permission to interview them?
Yes.
Well, at least there's that.
But only on the condition that I let the prefect know in advance who I plan to interview and when. And she said we'll always need a police officer accompanying us when speaking with any witnesses.
Those are some strict terms. I thought the prefect was desperate for your help.
She is.
So what happened? Did you insult her?
It's possible I insulted her, yes.
Oh, Christ, Dupin, what did you say?
I only suggested that she had wasted a considerable amount of time before calling me in to do her job for her.
Yeah, that would do it. Guess it's a good thing I got all these extra details from my police source.
Yes, revealing that the bonnet was tied with a slipknot.
He provided more information than that.
Come now, Zach, the prefect's already wasted a considerable amount of time on this case. Let's not waste any more.
Fine. So, let me guess. We're not going to honor your agreement with the prefect.
Absolutely not.
We're going to interview witnesses behind the prefect's back.
Precisely.
Thought so. So, we were off to the races, as we say in the States. We had a new case to pursue, and we were eager to solve it. Little do we know that this mystery would be far more challenging and far more dangerous than the incident with the orangutan in the Rue Morgue. Before the end of this case, our friendship would be severely tested. Our reputations would be put at risk. My livelihood would be on the line, and our lives would be placed in serious jeopardy. We really should have taken that trip to Borneo when we had the chance. Do I want another whiskey? I must say, Claudette, you do ask some tough questions. Tell you what, why don't you pour me one just in case, and that way, if the answer turns out to be yes, I've already got one ready for me. Anyway, where was I? Oh, right. Dupin and the prefect had hammered out the terms of a deal in which we could investigate the murder of Marie Roget, a young woman who'd worked at a perfumery. We could interrogate witnesses, but only under police supervision. So, of course, Dupin immediately ignored those terms and decided to interview witnesses behind the prefect's back. Yeah, Dupin never had any intention of following the prefect's rules. I don't know why I thought even for a second that he would, silly me. Dupin knew exactly where we should go first. To the morgue, to interrogate the medical examiner. I was not looking forward to this. I'd done some work with the medical examiner before, but being down in that dungeon? Oh, damn. I keep forgetting how foul the stench is down here.
Well, yes, there are a considerable number of dead bodies in the morgue.
I know how morgues work, Dupin.
It's not the perfumery, after all.
Oh, which reminds me.
We'll go there right afterwards, yes.
Let's make this quick, huh?
We'll take as much or as little time as we need, Zach. Oh, interesting. Look, I wonder what happened to this one.
Oh, holy hell. To be honest, Dupin, I'd rather not know.
Fine, we're busy enough as it is. Now then, which way are we going?
This way.
Do you know or are you guessing?
It's been a while. Cut me some slack, Dupin.
Slack? Oh, my good fellow, you're not on any sort of leash. Although I don't dislike the idea.
Yeah, that's not happening, pal. Oh, there she is. Hey, Doc.
Oh, Zach. Fancy seeing you down here.
Long time no see, Doc. How's the death business?
It's a living.
That line never gets old.
Hey, we all need a little gallows humor down here. So, Zach, what brings you into the catacombs?
Marie Roget, we have some questions.
I see. Is this...
My roommate, Auguste Dupin.
Yeah. Oh, I heard about you. You solved that case with those murders over on the Rue Morgue. An orangutan. Who could have guessed?
I did. After which, I proved it.
Yes, well, does the prefect know you're here?
The prefect has sought my help to solve this case, which is why I'm here.
Okay. Well, Marie Roget's body isn't here anymore, if that's why you're...
No, we know that. We wanted to ask if you remembered the day of Monsieur Francis Beauvais came here to identify the body.
Oh, yes. I remember he came just in the nick of time. It had been a few days since she had been brought in, and no one had come to claim or identify the body, which is strange when you have someone like this.
What do you mean?
Well, someone clearly so young, well-dressed, and attractive, or... at least someone who was obviously attractive when she was alive. She had this very beautiful and not inexpensive brooch. She also had this lovely bonnet, which was...
tied with a slipknot, yes. My colleague made sure I knew that.
Seriously, Dupin?
So, yeah. She was clearly someone who people cared for. People like that don't typically wind up being Jane Doe's. Anyway, we were about to incinerate the body before Monsieur Beauvais came rushing in.
Are you the coroner?
I am.
I was led to understand she's here. Is she?
Who are you talking about?
Is she here? Where is she?
Sir.
Is that her?
Oh, her. Yes, but sir.
Out of my way. Out of my way.
Monsieur Beauvais, you have to understand.
I need to. Oh my God.
Sir, I tried to warn you. The body is in a severe state of decay.
Marie. My sweet, beautiful Marie.
So you know who this was?
Was? Oh, God, yes, this was Marie Roget. I read the papers. He asked me where she was, but I thought she had... I didn't want to believe it, but... oh, God, Marie.
You're certain?
Positive. I recognized the clothes, the bonnet, that brooch. I gave her that brooch, you know, though she said she had lost it. I guess she found it. Though, why would she be wearing it if she meant what she had told me? That must have meant she hadn't given up on us, right? That she hadn't decided to commit to Jacques, that she still loved me. What else could it have meant?
I'm so sorry for your loss, sir.
Oh, Marie, who could have done such a thing to you?
Anyway, that's how I remember it. The way he reacted, I first thought he was her fiancé. But turns out she was engaged to some other fella. Jacques something.
Yeah, Jacques Lestache.
Yeah, that's it. He and her mother took the body to the funeral home a few days later.
Well, thanks, Doc. We really appreciate it.
Anytime. I'm always down here.
Lucky you. I don't mind telling you, I was happy to be out of that putrid dungeon. Don't let my seemingly tough exterior fool you. I do not care for assignments that require me to rub elbows with the dearly departed. After Dupin and I were able to breathe fresh air again, our next stop was Marie Roget's former employer, the perfumer Monsieur LeBlanc. And I'll admit, I was looking forward to giving my olfactory senses some relief.
Hello, may I help you?
That remains to be seen. You are Monsieur LeBlanc, the owner of this establishment?
I am.
I am Auguste Dupin. I'm helping the police investigate the murder of Marie Roget.
Oh, yes, I've read about you. You're the one who solved those murders in the Rue Morgue.
Yes, well, season your admiration for a while, as Shakespeare said.
Pardon?
He means cut the small talk, let's get to it.
And I'm sorry, who are you, his, secretary?
Secretary! Oh, I like that, Zachary. Much better than being a dog on a leash.
Dupin, knock it off. My name's Zach Yeager. I'm his, associate. I'm also investigating. We'd like to ask you some questions, if you don't mind.
Well, I've already told the police everything I know.
Yes, but you haven't said everything you know to me. Mademoiselle Roget worked for you, correct?
Yes,
so
but...
why didn't you bother report her missing when she didn't show up to work?
Well, this wasn't the first time she had disappeared now, was it?
I beg your pardon?
Oh, yes. Several months before her disappearance that Sunday, she had stopped showing up for work. Days went by and there was no sign of her. Her many admirers were very confused by her absence. I had assumed she had just quit, but when her fiancé barged in here to demand to know where she was, I realized she hadn't just quit without giving notice.
And this fiancé would be Jacques Lestache.
Oh yes, Monsieur Lestache. He was quite agitated.
Where is she?
Monsieur Lestat.
I demand to know where she is.
I assure you, sir, I am just as much in the dark as you are.
You're lying.
Why would I lie?
Monsieur LeBlanc, please. We haven't heard from her in days. Her parents are worried sick, and I haven't had a decent night's sleep, and I don't know how long. We must know where she is.
I'm telling you, I have no idea where she is.
She's with him, isn't she?
Him? Him who?
Oh, don't play dumb. The one who...
Good morning.
What? Marie!
Yes, I'm back.
Marie.
Oh, hello, darling. What are you doing here?
My love, where have you been?
Oh, I'm so sorry, my darling. I was staying with a relative in the country. I thought you had known.
I had no idea. We were going crazy.
How sweet, my strong, brave bear. I'm so sorry for causing a fuss.
You gave me such a fright. I almost thought you were... I can't even say it out loud.
Well, as you can see, there's nothing to fear. I'm not going anywhere.
Please, my little tulip. Please don't disappear like that again. I couldn't bear the thought of losing you.
Oh, I won't. I promise.
And just like that, she was back, as if she had never left. Well, that's not entirely true. There was a slightly more sad and distant air about her since, but beyond that, the whole thing was quickly forgotten.
Well, that certainly explains why an inquiry into her second disappearance was never opened.
Oh, precisely my thoughts, sir.
Okay, now, when she came back, did you ever
ask
her
Zachary,
why she...
Okay, Zachary, we got what we came here for. Let's move. Time's a-wasting.
What? But, thank you very much for your time, Monsieur LeBlanc.
Of course, and sir?
Yeah?
Please, find Mademoiselle's killer.
We'll do our best. Dupin! Dupin! Thanks for waiting.
What are you talking about? I didn't wait for you.
So, guessing she was having an affair with this Monsieur Beauvais fella?
Obviously.
She took off with Monsieur Beauvais on some sort of getaway before coming to her senses and going back to her job and fiancé.
Also obvious.
Well, that also explains why it took so long for someone to identify the body. Lestache thought she'd left him for Beauvais, and Beauvais thought she'd broken it off and wasn't expecting to ever see her again.
Or, more obviously, one of them thought they had been abandoned while the other killed her. But close enough, I suppose.
Yeah, well...
So, let's find this Beauvais fellow and ask him some questions.
I'd love to, but he's flown the coop.
Coop? What coop? What on earth are you talking about?
I mean, he's left town. Nobody knows where he is.
Well, we need to find him.
Easier said than done. But I'll get to work on that.
See that you do. By the way, anything strike you as odd about Monsieur LeBlanc's story?
Well, now that you mention it, yeah. If Lestache was so upset at her disappearance, why didn't he go to the police instead of her employer? Guessing he knew more about why she was missing than he let on and didn't want it to be a police matter.
You're beginning to get the hang of this, Zachary.
Well, it pays to distrust people.
Well, since we can't find this Beauvais fellow, let's pay this Lestache a visit. Do you know where he lives?
Mm-hmm. Did Marcus give me that information?
Who's Marcus?
What? Nothing. Don't worry about it. This way.
Excellent. Lead on, my fine secretary.
Not funny, Dupin. We were about to meet someone who'd go a long way in putting this case to bed. We were certain that Lestache knew a lot about his fiancé's not one, but apparently two disappearances. We were pretty sure that if he wasn't the killer, then he knew who Marie's killer was, and we were confident that we'd solve this mystery much faster than the one with the orangutan. In fact, our confidence in this idea lasted all the way to Lestache's building, while heading up the stairs to the apartment, and right up until we found the door to his apartment unlocked. Hello, Monsieur Lestache? Should we...
Go in? Obviously. Monsieur Lestache, are you in?
For God's sake, Dupin.
Monsieur Lestache, we're with the police and we'd like to ask you some questions.
Dupin, we're not allowed to be in here.
Well, the door is open. The door was open!
I'd feel better if we waited until it... My God. Is that...
Yes, that does appear to be the dead body of whom I can only assume is Jacques Lestache. Lying in what I can only assume is Jacques Lestache's vomit.
Are you sure he's dead? I mean, maybe he's just
sleeping in a pool of blood with his eyes open. I'm pretty confident he's dead.
Yeah, well, I had to ask.
I knew it. Hold it right there.
Honoré!
Hello, Prefect.
What the hell are you two idiots doing here?
Well, it's just that we were on our way
It's bad enough that you go and interview the coroner and owner of the perfumery without an officer in attendance, like we agreed. But you also enter a witness's home without permission. And on top of it... Oh.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Monsieur Lestache has left an untidy corpse.
I can see that.
We were about to tell you.
What happened?
Well, there's an empty bottle labeled laudanum and a note by his bedside, so...
Put that back.
Marie, my love, you promised you loved me and would never leave me, but... I saw the note he sent you asking to meet him one last time, so I knew it wasn't over between you two. Can't help but think that if I've been stronger, better man, you still be alive today, yada yada yada. Please forgive me as I forgive you, I have always loved you.
That's evidence!
Evidence he killed himself.
Put that down immediately!
Whatever you say, Prefect.
Dupin, this is not part of the murder of Mademoiselle Roget, so the police can take it from here.
Wait. How did you know we were at LeBlanc's perfume shop? And how'd you know we were here?
I had you followed.
What? By who?
Hey, Zach, what do you know?
Marcus, you bastard.
Hey, now I'm first and foremost an officer of the law.
Yeah, and friend is a distant second, obviously.
Hey, when the prefect of police says jump, I jump.
Who's this? Another police officer hindering my ability to solve this case?
Let me guess. This is the infamous Auguste Dupin I've heard so much about.
I can't comment on how infamous I am or how much you've heard, but I can confirm that I am indeed Auguste Dupin.
Oh, wait. Zach, is this the Marcus that gave you this address?
Oh, goddammit.
Why, yes! This must be that secret police source of yours.
I beg your pardon?
He's misinformed.
I'm guessing he's not such a secret source anymore. In fact, going forward, he may not be a source for you at all.
Yeah, we've all figured that out, Dupin. Thank you.
Marcus, check the place out.
Yes, Prefect.
And you and I are going to have a talk when we get back to the office.
Yes, Prefect.
Oh, hey, Marcus.
What?
I did warn you he was incapable of keeping a secret.
Yeah, I got your incapable right here.
So then we were supervised. Then what, may I ask, is the problem?
Get out of here. And don't do that again, or we will renegotiate the terms of our deal faster than you can say... Orangutan.
Orangutan. Must not be time to renegotiate.
Holy hell, Dupin.
It's fine. We're done here anyway. Let the police clean up this mess.
Dupin, wait! I hate it when he does that.
Honestly, Zach, how do you put up with him?
Well, you just can't take it personally.
Well, you live with him. I feel like I'm at the end of my rope with him after just 5 minutes.
Well, he doesn't have the best manners, I'll grant you. But deep down, he's a good man, I'm sure of it.
Are you?
I have to be. Like you said, I live with him.
Right. Well, you're a saint.
I'm a journalist.
That's right. So, be honest. Do you think he can figure this one out?
I will say this. If Dupin can't, then absolutely no one can.
Fine. So where are you two planning to go now?
I'm not sure, to be honest. He's not really keeping me in the loop on this one.
Well, be my eyes and ears on this. I can't have him acting like he's an actual detective with the police.
I understand. Oh, and Honoré, take it easy on Marcus, huh? He's fed me some stories that have made the department look good.
Go on, you knucklehead. Get out of here.
Yes, ma'am.
Dupin!
That really was stupid. As bad as this deal is, she can revoke it any time she wants.
If she intended to do that, she would have done so already. The prefect needs me, and she knows it.
We'll see. So, you think there's anything more to Lestache's suicide, or is this really exactly what it looks like?
Oh, no, he killed himself in response to some bad news. He's of no use to us anymore.
Holy cow, man, even for you that's a callous thing to say.
There's no mystery to his death, and he can't help us with this case. Crying won't bring him back. We're running out of time, and like you said, the prefect can revoke our deal anytime she wants. So, let's visit the roadside inn where Mademoiselle Roget was last seen. I'd very much like to hear what the proprietor remembers.
Well, why not? We're about to get kicked off this case anyway. I'm not gonna lie. The prefect's words were getting to me, and Dupin's insensitive attitude wasn't doing him any favors. I'd always thought of Dupin as a friend, and I'd also thought that feeling was reciprocal, but the way he was treating me? I was beginning to wonder if that was true. Was I his friend and his partner, or was I just some kind of errand boy to him? Anyway, we'd stopped talking until we made our way to the roadside tavern run by Madame Deluc, who was working that evening. Well, I guess she's working there every night. As busy as the place was, she didn't seem to have much of a staff.
Oh yeah, I remember her. Only because they had her picture in the paper for days. Look, I'm no stenographer, but I do remember she made quite the scene here. She doesn't look like a regular, if you know what I mean.
Oi, honey! Give us another drink, will ya? I'm dying of thirst over here. And if you can't get us drunk, sweet knees, then at least give us a peek at what we're missing.
I'll show you all the door if you don't show me some manners, you worthless bums. Y'all don't pay me nearly enough to miss you.
Oh, come on, Iris. We're just having a laugh. Don't be sore.
I'll show you sore if you keep up with the mouth. Now hold your horses. I'll refill your drinks. See what I mean? She looked way too classy for these parts. Was drinking by the bar alone and gathering a lot of attention? A couple of roughnecks were hooting and hollering at her.
Why was Mademoiselle Roget here by herself? You're right, based on what we know about her, this doesn't seem like a place where she'd be comfortable drinking.
She showed up alone, but someone soon joined her. A young man with a very swarthy complexion, like he spent a lot of time out in the sun. Look like a sailor, if I had to venture a guess.
You ever seen him in here before?
Never, not before or since. But he sat next to her at the bar and struck up a conversation.
Hello.
What? Oh, hi.
Are you waiting for someone here?
I'm sorry, have we met?
Forgive me for being so presumptuous, but this doesn't seem like a place you'd come on your own.
Oh, well, it's not exactly my crowd, no. I am meeting someone here, but he's quite late.
Well, if you don't mind me saying, that's unspeakably rude for someone to invite you into a den of wolves like this, only to leave you twisting in the wind.
Oi, sweetheart, this guy bothering you?
I'm not bothering her.
I wasn't talking to you. Is it between me and this pretty young thing? Now back off unless you want... Ow! Oh, my hand! Oh, let go!
As I said, I'm not bothering the lady, but you seem to be, so why don't you go back to your table and enjoy your drink before you suddenly become left-handed?
Okay, let go! Oh, no need for that. Just wanted to see if the lady felt safe.
She's fine, thank you. Sit back down. I'm dreadfully sorry you had to witness that.
No, it's, fine. Thank you.
Now, would you like me to stay by until your friend comes? This is, really is no place for a lady to drink alone.
You know what? I don't think he's coming. So, would it be possible for you to escort me out of here? Just down the block so we're safe enough away.
Of course.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, that's right. You tried to come on to her, and that pretty boy just about cleaned your clock. He had you running scared.
Shut your filthy mouth, you stupid baboons. I'll knock your teeth out.
Hey, I've told you, no more rough stuff in my inn.
I'm just saying. They may not have come in together, but they should have left together. I remember that.
You sure of that?
Oh, yeah. I remember because a gang of punks showed up here and made a huge ruckus before leaving.
Punks, huh?
Oh, yeah. Not well-behaved and respectable like me. Back pretty soon after the young couple left, I'll remember the gang leaving and heading in their direction. I'll remember thinking those two got some trouble coming their way.
Oh, that's right. I remember now. Those bastards didn't pay their bill.
Like I always said, Iris, you can't always get sweet and respectable clientele like all of us here. Isn't that right, guys?
Oh, come on, not again.
We've learned all we can here, Zach. Let's go.
Dupin, what the hell? I hate it when he does that. Thanks for everything. Here's some money for your trouble. Dupin!
Zach! Hurry along. You know you really mustn't loiter about when there's work to be done.
Yeah, I'm really rude like that. Anyway, this goes a long way towards proving the theory that Marie was seeing Beauvais behind her fiancé's back.
It would certainly seem so.
Well, based on Lestache's suicide note, Beauvais requested that she see him in a part of town where he was certain there'd be no chance of running into anyone he knew.
Indeed. It would be good to track down this swarthy complexion companion of hers to find out what happened after they left the inn and that gang of ruffians followed them.
Yeah, how on earth are we going to do that?
Pity you've lost that police source of yours. I'll have to find another way to be useful.
Useful? Watch it, Dupin.
Watch what? Where?
Ah, damn it. Never mind.
Hey!
I believe he's speaking to you.
can we help you?
Who the hell are you and what are you doing nosing around the death of Mademoiselle Roget?
I am Auguste Dupin, and this is my secretary.
Not now, Dupin.
Tell me why I don't knock your teeth out right now.
Sir, let's calm down.
Don't tell me what to do. Answer my question.
Sir, just stay where you are. Sir, take your hands off of me.
I said don't tell me what to do.
Ow! Hey! You fell down there, Zach.
Yes, Dupin, I'm aware, thank you.
Get up. If you don't answer me, there's more where that came from.
Anytime you want to step in here, Dupin, please.
Oh, of course. Sir, I'll have to ask you to please not shove my associate again.
Oh, so do you want some of this then?
I do not. And I warn you, neither do you.
Help me up, Dupin. I'm fine, by the way, Dupin. Thanks for asking.
But, Zach, I didn't ask.
Shut up.
You want more?
I assure you I don't, but you lay your hands on me again, you and I are gonna spar.
Fine. Then I'll ask again for the last time, who are you and what do you want?
Monsieur Francis Beauvais, I presume.
How did you know?
And call it a hunch. We've been looking for you. Anyway, after some initial bluster and aggression, we were able to convince Monsieur Beauvais that we were working with the police to solve the murder of his young lover in good faith. And that calmed him down considerably. Heck, against my better judgment, I even invited him into our home so we could have a proper conversation. After all, we've been looking for him ever since we took on this case.
I'm sorry for shoving you. It was uncalled for. I apologize.
It's fine, really.
I'm not normally a violent man. I wanted to know why you were poking around into Marie Roget's murder.
Yeah, we understand. We just want to help the police find her killer.
Zachary, my good fellow, would you be so kind as to make us all some coffee?
Seriously? Fine. Damn it. How do you take it?
You know how I like my coffee, Zachary.
I wasn't talking to you.
With milk, if you have it.
Sure.
Thank you, my fine fellow. Now then, would you like to tell us what happened when you last saw the Mademoiselle?
It was after our trip.
Trip?
I had surprised her with a private sailing trip through the Mediterranean. I hired a medium-sized ship with a small crew. I wanted to show her the world. I wanted her to see that I had so much more to offer than her idiot boyfriend. She didn't actually want to marry him. I mean, come on. No, she was just too much of a coward to have an uncomfortable conversation with him. If she could have done that, we'd be married and out to sea by now, far from this miserable city.
You're sure of this?
She had on the brooch I gave her. What else could that have meant other than she had chosen me?
The coroner remembered you saying that she had lost the brooch.
She had, or at least she said she had.
When did she lose it?
Sometime during our sailing adventure. I don't know if she had actually lost it or if she had simply thrown it away, but clearly she had done neither.
Here you go.
Thank you.
Where's my cup, Zach?
He's our guest. You can get your own. Now then, you said you last saw her after your sailing trip?
Well, when we returned to Paris, we parted ways. For good, it turns out. But she had already made it clear she was done with the whole affair. More grapes, Marie?
No more from me, Francis, thank you.
This is lovely, isn't it?
Yes, it has been.
Who would ever want to go back to Paris? I really could sail around the world like this forever.
Yes, it's been amazing, but my darling, we need to talk.
Talk? About what? Oh, wait, where's the brooch I gave you?
I lost it. Now look,
When?
I honestly don't remember. Listen, Francis, I'll always treasure our time together. But I think we need to be honest with ourselves.
Honest? I am being honest with you, Marie. I love you. I want you to come away with me.
But you know I can't. I'm engaged to Jacques.
Oh, please. He's half the man I am.
This was a lovely excursion, Francis, but that's all it was. I don't want to hurt you, but this is not to be. I won't say I regretted coming away with you, but I need to go back home. I need to see if I still have a job. I need to make sure my fiancé knows I'm not dead.
My darling Marie, we don't need them. We don't need to go back. We've got the world at our disposal.
Oh, really, Francis, be realistic. We can't do this forever. It's time for us to wake up from this fantasy we created and return to our lives.
Well, if that's what you really want.
It is. I know this is painful, Francis, but thank you for understanding.
Well, I don't understand.
But if your mind's made up, I'll respect your wishes. We'll return home immediately, and I won't bother you again.
I'm so sorry it had to turn out this way, my brave, strong bear.
We didn't have much to say for the rest of the trip. When we docked, we bid our farewells, and that was the last time I'd see her alive. When I heard I was wanted for the questioning of her death, I panicked and left town.
Where'd you go?
I stayed with my sister in the country. I figured I'd just stay out of sight for a few days while interest in the case died down. I know it wasn't smart, but I didn't know what to do.
And we understand, but why'd you come back?
I didn't want to be a fugitive of the law. Plus, I still had my job and my apartment. If I stayed away any longer, I'd lose both.
How'd you hear about us?
I saw you leaving Madame Deluc's roadside inn. Don't take this the wrong way, but you two really stuck out.
Yeah, so we've been told.
When you left, I asked who you were and what you were doing there. When they told me you were asking about Marie, I tracked you down. You two hadn't gone very far.
We were contemplating what we'd learn at the inn. Speaking of which, what brought you there?
Same reason you were there, I suppose. I wanted to see why Marie went there.
Wait, what?
We understood you asked to see her there.
I did no such thing.
Her fiancé sure thought you did.
I don't know where he got his information, but he's misinformed. What are you talking about?
She received a letter requesting her presence at the roadside inn.
I didn't send it.
Well, then who did? Now, who could that be? Oh, hell.
Boy, are you too stupid.
Honoré.
Prefect, what an annoying surprise. And you brought friends.
Yep, the whole gang's here, and guess what?
We're off the case?
You're off the case. Monsieur Beauvais, you've been a tough man to reach.
Yes, well, I've been out...
We're all eager to hear your story, but why don't you come with us and tell it down at my office?
But, Prefect...
Are we going to need to use restraints?
No, Prefect.
Fantastic. Officers, would you be so kind as to escort Monsieur Beauvais to the station? Thank you.
Honoré, I don't think he's the...
I honestly don't care what you think, Zach.
But Prefect, he's not your man.
No? Are you telling me you know who killed Mademoiselle Roget?
I do.
You do?
Then tell me, Dupin, who killed her.
Well, I don't know specifically who. I just know who we're looking for.
Unbelievable. Thanks, officers. You go on ahead. I'll see you at the station. You did it again.
Honoré, look, we can explain...
Not 10 minutes after I explicitly told you not to interview witnesses without a police escort, you went to interrogate the owner of the inn. And here I find you having tea with our prime suspect when you should have alerted my department as soon as you found him.
Coffee.
What?
We were having coffee, not tea, though Zach failed to serve me a cup.
Not now, Dupin. Well, look, Honoré...
Prefect.
Really? Okay, to be fair, Prefect, as Dupin said, we knew you were having us tailed, so technically wouldn't that count as a police escort?
Shut up.
Yes, ma'am.
So, Zach, guess you can't sway any influence over your roommate at all. He's clearly calling all the shots, and you're just his lackey.
Oh, lackey! I like that.
Yeah, seems so.
If I hear you're so much as in the same neighborhood as a person of interest in this case, I'll have you arrested. Do I make myself clear? Fantastic.
Honoré! Prefect! Wait, excuse me, Dupin.
Oh, that was you. Whew. Oh, I thought I smelled something. Mm.
What? No, I meant... You know what? Just wait here. Honoré!
There's nothing you can say that will make me change my mind. You blew this one, Zach.
Well, look, it's really just...
You understand that you've tampered with an active investigation. And whatever those witnesses told you, it won't be admissible if this case ever goes to trial. You understand that, right?
Look, I'm sorry. Really, I am. But you had to have known there was no way Dupin would have followed your strict rules. You were setting him up to fail.
No, I set up those rules to see if you could keep him in line.
Beg your pardon?
Of course I didn't expect Dupin to behave. He's a child. What's your excuse?
Oh, come on now. Don't you still need us or Dupin to solve the case?
We have solved this case. We found Beauvais.
He's not your man.
Says you.
Yes, says me. Says Dupin. If you ask him, he didn't...
Forget it, Zach. Bringing you two on board was a mistake. I had hoped there was at least one adult at the helm of your team, but I was wrong. Go back to your late-night booze fests with your drinking pal.
Honoré.
I knew he didn't respect me, but it looks like he doesn't respect you either.
I'll admit, the prefect's words stung, and they were beginning to fester, which is why I was in no mood for Dupin's brand of eccentricity.
Well, this makes our job a bit more difficult. Where to next, lackey?
Stop calling me that. I'm not kidding.
Well, what would you prefer? You don't like secretary.
I mean it. You need to knock that off.
Knock what off where? Zach, you are an odd fellow sometimes.
Forget it.
It's forgotten. So, the prefect said we can't interrogate witnesses, but that doesn't mean we can't crack this case from the comfort of our own home. Surely there's enough information we can glean from the newspapers and from your other sources.
Dupin, it's over. We're nowhere with this case, and even if we wanted to keep pursuing it, I'm sure the prefect's still on our tail. Oh, for not tails like our butts. I mean, she's still having us followed.
So, we don't need to interview anyone. We're still allowed to discuss the merits of this case, no?
Yeah, but what's the point?
Walk with me, Zach. Let's discuss.
Fine.
So, tell me, based on what we've gleaned throughout all of this, what do we know?
What do we know? Very little. Young woman, barely 20 years old, was brutally murdered. Her body was discarded in the river to feed fish. Her fiancé was so distraught, he took his own life.
Oh, enough with the poetics. Let's stick with the facts.
Fine. We know from the medical examiner's report she was choked and not drowned.
I knew that the instant I saw her body.
Okay, well, her wrists were also tied behind her back.
And her bonnet was tied under her chin with a slipknot. It's a good thing your former source relayed that detail.
Would you please let that go?
I'm not holding anything.
Damn it.
Okay, what else do we know?
Well, she wasn't beaten, wasn't robbed, wasn't raped.
Yes, yes, and yes. So what does that tell us?
I mean, most likely wasn't a gang of hoodlums. And since Beauvais was able to identify her body by the brooch he gave her, it most likely wasn't a mugging.
All true, all obvious.
So, her killer knew her. Whoever it wasn't a stranger.
Well, obviously.
Hey, look, it's getting late, and maybe we should just... Hey, wait a minute. What was that?
What was what?
Well, you see that about a block away? I thought I saw someone standing under a street lamp and then quickly dart into the alley.
Well, there are a lot of odd fellows on the streets this time of night, Zachary.
You don't think we're being followed?
Yes, by one of the prefect's men, I'm sure.
Maybe.
Anyway, Zach, stop worrying about nonsense and stay focused. If you're distracted, you're of no use to me.
Oh, I'm of no use to you.
Well, you failed to convince the prefect to keep us on the case. That's your job. My job's been to find the killer.
My job? What am I to you?
Pardon?
You've made jokes about me being your lackey, your secretary, even your dog. Is that what you actually think of me?
I think of you as someone to help me with this case, which you don't seem to be very focused on of late.
Oh, that is it. I am done with this. I know I've been humoring you, but I don't appreciate your taking me for granted or treating everyone like tools to be used for your convenience. I'm not your servant or your secretary.
Zachary, you're upset.
You're damn right I'm upset. Andre was right. I don't know why I put up with you.
Zachary, where's this coming from?
Oh, you know what? That reminds me. Don't disrespect the prefect again. She's the reason you were allowed to look into this case at all. She's the one who granted you access, even though she was under no obligation to do so, and you're the one who threw it all away.
My God, Zach, I've never heard you talk like this before.
You want to continue pursuing this case? Fine, you do it without me. Enjoy prison.
Zach.
Clearly you don't need me. And I'd rather not be around someone who takes my assistance and friendship for granted.
Oh, where are you going?
Goodbye, Dupin.
Zach, wait!
Well, I don't know if it was because I was tired or because of his flippant remarks questioning my usefulness, but whatever it was, I'd had enough. I was angry, all right. Angrier than that time that Jerry tried to put his drinks on my tab in the hopes I wouldn't notice.
What's that?
Nothing, Jerry. Go back to your dart game.
Oh.
Anyway, I was so tired I just said everything I'd been bottling up. And I felt the need to defend the prefect's honor. I'm not sure what that was about. I'm not proud to admit that after my tirade, I stormed off in a huff. I just needed to be alone to calm my nerves. Unfortunately, I picked the wrong time to wander aimlessly through the dark streets of Paris alone. I hadn't been paying attention to my surroundings, and I hadn't gotten the proverbial grip on my horses when... Dupin, I told you, I don't want to speak to you right now. Sucker punched in the alley like a rube. Everything went dark, and my life was just about to take a turn for the worse. When I came to, I couldn't see anything, but I could feel that I'd been tied to a chair somewhere cold and damp, and I knew I wasn't alone. Hello?
Why have you been looking for me?
Who's there? I can't see you.
You're not with the police.
It's pitch black in here. Like, how about you untie me and put a light on? I'm not one for having conversations with complete strangers in the dark, especially when I'm tied up.
I didn't mean to hurt her.
Beauvais? Is that you?
I cared about her deeply, in fact.
Look, whoever you are, just please untie me. Let's discuss this like respectable gentlemen,
huh? I could have made her happy if she'd just given me the chance.
Okay, so I know letting me go was a long shot, but could you at least turn on the lights? Why don't you just tell me what happened? Sounds like it was an accident, right? Like you said, you didn't mean to hurt her.
I didn't. I knew I could make her happy, much more so than that idiot lover of hers. I knew she didn't love him. If she knew what was right for her, we'd be traveling the world together.
But Beauvais, she did love Lestache. She chose him over you. We've been through this.
What? No, I'm talking about Beauvais. Who's Lestache?
Wait. I'm sorry, but if you're not Beauvais, then who am I talking to? It's you. I should have guessed.
How? You've never seen my face before.
Yeah, but we were told that she was last seen meeting a man with a swarthy complexion, a sailor, most likely. So you weren't just hovering around Marie to keep her safe from all those roughnecks at Madame Deluc's. You were there to
confess your love and convince her to sail away with you.
Dupin, oh, thank God.
What the hell?
I've never thought I'd be so glad to see you. How'd you find us?
I followed you, but figured you wanted to be alone, so I kept my distance. When I saw him strike you, I made sure to see where he had taken you.
Well, now that you're both here, why shouldn't I just kill you both right now?
I wouldn't do that if I were you.
Oh, take it easy now.
Japan, where'd you get that gun?
Just stay calm and no one will get hurt. As I was saying, Marie had gone to Madame Deluc's roadside tavern to see Francis Beauvais. I'm guessing you had access to his signature and penmanship when he signed the agreement to rent the boat and hire the staff, of which you were a member. So, you forged a note begging her to meet you there, and thinking it was from her former lover, she agreed.
Yes.
Yeah, well, how do you two know each other? Did you talk? Did you interact at all beyond her asking you to fetch things for her?
She wouldn't like that. Her boyfriend was, but she wasn't. One night during their trip, we crossed paths on the deck. Beauvais had too much to drink and had retired to their chambers early. She was at the bow, admiring the stars. She was smiling, but still looked sad somehow.
Oh, hi there.
What? Oh, hello, mademoiselle.
You don't have to hide. You can come say hello.
Oh, I just didn't want to disturb you.
You're not disturbing me. Please, come here. It's lovely out here, isn't it?
I suppose it is.
Yes, well, I'm sure you're used to it. Me, I'm a city girl, so I never get to smell the sea air or see such stars at night. It's all new to me.
Well, we're happy to oblige.
Are you married?
What? No.
Engaged? Girlfriend?
None of those things.
Oh, come on now. A handsome and well-traveled man such as yourself?
I am out at sea all too often.
Ah, what a shame.
Oh, if you say so, mademoiselle.
Well, whenever you do get a girlfriend, don't propose to them too early. You don't want them to feel like they're making a huge life decision too quickly.
I'll keep that in mind.
Sorry, I'm just... It's been a while since I've had time to think about where my life is heading. Have you ever felt like your life is being planned out for you without having any say in it?
Huh. You've just described a life at sea.
Ah, right. So you do understand.
I think I do.
Everything's just been moving so fast, and I've just wanted some time to really think about what I want.
I'm sorry to hear that, mademoiselle.
Please, call me Marie.
As you wish, Marie.
You're very sweet. So, you never really look at the stars anymore?
Not lately, no.
They're very beautiful.
If you say so, Marie.
I am sorry. I shouldn't have kissed you.
Oh, no need to apologize.
I've had a bit too much to drink.
Oh, it's fine.
Plus, I might as well get this all out of my system before I become a bride. Well, thank you for listening.
My pleasure.
I hope we see each other again.
I do too, Marie. Hey, what's this? Some kind of pin? Wait, you dropped... but by the time I noticed her brooch, she had already gone to the lower decks. I was planning on giving it to her the next day, but there was never a good time. She had already looked as though she had forgotten our encounter from the night before.
That's most likely because she had.
She was clearly unhappy, and when she broke it off with her boyfriend the next day, I knew I hadn't misread our encounter.
So what did you think? That she purposefully dropped the brooch so you could give it to her and she'd, what, fall in love with you? Oh my God, you and Beauvais are unbelievable. She didn't love either of you. She didn't even ask you your name. She was having second thoughts about the wedding, and she wanted to have one last adventure before walking down the aisle.
Shut up!
My friend is right. You learned this yourself when you saw her at the roadside inn and realized that she didn't recognize you.
That must have stung.
When you safely escorted her away from the ruffians at the inn, you reminded her how you two knew each other.
And she remembered that you worked on a boat, but she didn't recall your conversation or kissing you. That must also have been rough.
I don't know why she was pretending like that. We understood each other. I could show her the world. I could make her happy. I didn't understand why she wouldn't... Just give me a chance.
I'm so sorry, you sweet, sweet man, but I'm engaged to be married, and that's final.
Save it. I don't need your pity.
I'm not pitying you. I just...
So what? Our kiss meant nothing to you? You don't even remember it?
I'm sorry. I had a lot on my mind and a lot to drink that night. That was unfair of me and irresponsible. I didn't intend to be cruel or misleading. I truly apologize. Now, I thank you for your candor and for your safe escort away from that dreadful place, but I need to wish you a pleasant evening and head back to my fiancé. He's expecting
no,
me.
No, wait.
Please, let me go.
You can't leave.
You're hurting me.
Oh, I'm hurting you? Oh, that's rich, heartless slut.
Let me go or I'll scream.
No. Just shut the hell up! You don't get to just walk away and act like I'm nothing. I'm not gonna be made a fool out of by some spoiled brat. And you're sure as hell not gonna threaten me! Just wait a minute and let's talk this over! Oh, hey, no, stop it! No, wake up. I was just kidding. Knock it off. Wake up. Oh, sweet Jesus, no. Oh, God, no. What have I done? I didn't mean to hurt her, I swear.
When you saw what you had done, you placed the brooch on her dress to confuse the police and make them think Beauvais killed her. Then you tied her up and tossed her into the river.
How'd you figure it out?
Oh, I knew we were looking for a sailor as soon as my friend Zachary told me that her bonnet was tied under her chin not with a bow, but with a slip knot. Also known as... a sailor's knot.
So you weren't being sarcastic about that slipknot information being important? Of course not. You don't even know how to be sarcastic.
The ropes around her wrists were also tied by someone who knew what they were doing. So when you learned you were seen escorting her from Madame de Luc's, I knew you were our man. You see, this case was almost too easy. I wanted it to last longer, but this wasn't exactly a murderous orangutan on the loose.
Oh, what?
Well done, Dupin.
Wait. Bring that gun up to the light.
Oh, my good fellow, I see no reason why. Does... Well, that's unfortunate.
Hey, that's not a gun, it's a spoon.
Oh, hell.
In my defense, I never actually said I had a gun.
Well, he's gonna kill us both for sure now.
I doubt that. After all, what would the police think?
The police?
Well, of course. You don't think I'd be so stupid as to come down here alone, do you? I just needed to hear you confess and buy them some time.
This way! This way! Down here!
In here! In here!
Oh, damn it! You'll never catch me alive, copper!
Dupin, he's getting away! Go after him!
I'm not leaving you here by yourself, my friend.
Yeah, but he's gonna get... You know what? Thank you. No, please help me with these ropes. These knots are impossible.
Hang on, I've got you.
I see them, Prefect. They're in here!
Well, gentlemen, it looks like you needed my help after all.
Oh, thank heavens you're here.
Where did he go?
Yeah, down that way.
All right, you stay here.
Yeah, be careful!
Oh, let them do their job, Zach. They know what they're doing.
Wow. Respect for the Paris police? Who'd have thought?
I'm as stunned as you are.
Okay, you should be free.
Yeah, thank you.
How are your wrists?
Bit stiff, but I'll be fine.
Do we need to get a medic?
Hey now, Dupin. You're beginning to sound compassionate and considerate. Now, don't go making a habit of it.
I don't believe I will.
Okay, good. But seriously, Dupin, thank you. I'm pretty sure you saved my life.
Well, I'm glad you're not dead.
Why,
Thank you, Dupin. That's actually quite nice of you to say.
And thank you for helping me with this and for being patient with me. I know I can be difficult to know. You're a valuable partner, Zach, and a good friend.
Aww.
Come on now. You just ruined a very nice moment here, Prefect.
Sorry, I couldn't resist.
Now, for the record, Prefect, I didn't go searching for this suspect. He attacked me.
I understand. And you may call me Honoré.
Okay. Honoré.
And for the record, Zach, I'm glad you're not too badly hurt.
Oh?
When Dupin came to tell me what happened, I had expected the worst.
Why, Honoré, were you concerned for my safety?
No, I mean, sure, but only in that... Shut up. I didn't say that. You can't prove anything.
Understood. Now then, want to go catch us a killer?
Oh, I couldn't possibly let you do that. This is police business.
Oh, come on, Honoré. We did just help you solve this case.
You got punched in the face and kidnapped.
Yeah, exactly. I literally bled for this case.
Fine. Stay close and follow my lead.
I dare say, Zach, if I'm not mistaken, I do believe the prefect has taken a liking to you.
What? Aw, come on now. Nah. You think?
I do have very keen powers of observation, you know.
Sure, but what makes you say...
Watch out! Dupin!
Oh, Dupin! That blow was unwise, my good fellow.
No!
As I said, unwise. I was trained in bare-knuckle boxing during my school days.
I had no idea you had that in you.
Well, you never asked.
All right, everybody step back. I got him. Get up. Don't try anything. It's over.
I've gotten away with it, too, if it hadn't been for you meddling kids.
Okay, we will take it from here. Thank you, gentlemen.
Well done, Dupin.
Thank you, Zach. So I think we've earned a few drinks tonight.
Well, that depends. Are we still getting paid? Oh, hey, Honoré, about that reward. Now, Dupin said that this case was less of a challenge to solve than the murders in the Rue Morgue, but I think it was far more dangerous, wouldn't you agree? For one thing, I got knocked around a whole lot more. But as dangerous as this adventure was, as soon as it was solved, my friend had already moved on as if it was ancient history. That's right. Dupin's skills as a detective were needed almost immediately afterwards, and he was more than eager to put them to the test. And this one had it all. Political intrigue, betrayal, blackmail, everything that makes life worth living if you're Auguste Dupin. So, yeah, no trip to Borneo for us just yet. Well, damn it, would you look at this? Hey, Claudette, my drink must have evaporated. Yeah, I'm gonna need another.
You've been listening to the National Edgar Allan Poe Theater on the Air and our production of The Mystery of Marie Roget, recorded live at the Enoch Pratt Free Library in Baltimore, Maryland. The Mystery of Marie Roget was adapted for radio by James Comtois and directed by Alex Zavistovich, with the voices of Adam R. Adkins, David Hanauer, Jimmy Kinsel, Melanie Kirsten, Jennifer Restak, and Alex Zavistovich. Original music and sound design by James V. Watson. Poe Theater on the Air theme by Ty Ford. The National Edgar Allan Poe Theater on the Air is sponsored in part by Baltimore's own Raven Beer, purveyors of Poe-inspired craft beer, and by DC Dogs, a multimedia performing arts troupe producing a range of artistic projects, including live theater, music, radio, and film. The Mystery of Marie Roget was made possible by the Enoch Pratt Free Library, including special assistance from Adult Services Coordinator Emily Levine and recording engineers Sean Delaney, Jonathan Paris-Santana, and Barnard Smith. Special thanks to the law offices of Fager Drinker, the technology company Avaya, Link Strategic Partners, and the Baltimore Office of Promotion and the Arts. More information on the National Edgar Allan Poe Theater on the Air can be found at poetheater.org. Until next time, this is Alex Zavistovich reminding you that all that we see or seem is but a dream within a dream.